Hi everybody, I'd like to take a moment and welcome you all to the Our Galactic Family podcast. My name's John Wilkinson, and I channel a group that I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you Lesson 8 of the Ascension Project, Waking Up to Your New Reality. This lesson has been created in partnership with my guides, the group I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. This lesson is called Your Karma is Your Responsibility. In today's lesson, we want to speak to you about how some of you learn your life lessons and work through and release your karma. To a lot of you, it can feel like some people in your world keep getting away with hurting people, and nothing bad seems to ever happen to them, as a lot of you wait for karma to come around and make things fair and equal. What you must understand is you don't know, in most cases, that they're getting away with anything at all. It's just that their karma hasn't caught up to them yet. The universe, or what some of you would call God or Source, will give your human self many chances to learn the lesson before what you perceive as the painful experience that results in a lot of pain and suffering is made manifest in your physical reality. It is not the desire of this power, many will call the universe, Source, or even God, to punish you. It's the desire of this power to love you and guide you home. Sometimes, because of the confusion of your own human self, your confusion becomes too ingrained in your thinking, and you have difficulty seeing the truth, which leads you to making the choice to follow the wrong path. And most of you will just miss all the gentle nudges, the warning signs from this power to get you to stop what you're doing, to get you to take a different path. The way that many of you learn your soul's lessons while you're here on Earth can be best described with this analogy. Think back to when you were a small child and your parents were preparing the evening meal on the stove. And you being the curious one that you are, you wanted to touch the stove. Now your parents warned you, don't touch the stove while it's on. You'll get hurt if you do. Now, some of you listened and didn't touch the stove, so you never got hurt. Think of your parents as this higher mind guiding you, warning you what not to do so that you don't get hurt. But some of you didn't listen and you touched the stove and you got hurt. And then you learned what not to do by experiencing the pain that came with getting hurt by touching the stove when it's on. That's how so many of you will learn your lessons, by getting hurt and learning what not to do. And from that moment on, you didn't touch the stove when it was on. You learned what not to do by experiencing the pain of getting hurt. And that is how many of you will learn your lessons on Earth. Now, after some of you experience this once or twice, or some of you will need the lesson many times before it sinks in, you will start to realize that this higher mind we call your soul self, that is a lot like a loving parent who's just trying to keep you safe, is in fact telling you the truth, that you will get hurt if you follow a certain path. So some of you will start to learn to listen to this guidance and pay closer attention to the signs and the warnings if you are going down a dangerous path because you don't want to get hurt again. Now, where we see a lot of humanity struggling is taking responsibility for your own karma, as some of you still cling on to the notion that someone will come along and do it for you. The masters that have all walked this earth have all attempted to show you the way on how to release your karma by learning to move with the natural flow of the universe. They were attempting to show you, by their example, what unconditional love looks like, in some cases to the extreme, to help you lock it in. They attempted to show you that no matter what was done to them, they were able to remove the conditions for their love and forgiveness for all of humanity, especially the ones who had caused them harm, by letting go of any expectations of anybody doing anything they thought they should do in order to be worthy of their love and their forgiveness. Furthermore, the masters that have all walked this earth did not suffer for your karma in any way. Your karma is your responsibility. They all attempted to show you in their own way that the key to ascending and returning home is to create and maintain an inner reality that is in harmony with the natural flow of the universe, which is unconditional love, which means there are no conditions placed on your love and your forgiveness for yourself and everything in creation. We know it's a comforting thought that someone will come and take your karma away for you, but that's not how it works. Your karma will always be your responsibility. It's easy for some of you to point the finger and blame someone else for your karma. But no one can create karma for you but you. Only you can do that. We know there is a lot of karma that you create that we would say is accidental or unintentional due to lack of knowledge and understanding of the truth of the universe. And we know how easy it is to make mistakes, believing you're on the right side of things, convinced you are making the right choices. Confusion is what can create so much karma for you that never needed to be created, and plays a big part in why so many of you create karma that you didn't even realize you were creating. And when you realize it, some of you feel a bit silly. Sometimes you may believe something is true about somebody, and you are convinced that they are doing something bad and need to be stopped. And as such, you are convinced that it's okay to take an action to stop them. But this action that you take has the intention, the motivation behind it, to harm them. And because you intend to do them harm, and your actions do them harm, you end up creating karma. Even though you believed it was the right thing to do, you were confused and didn't realize that what you believed to be true about them, or perhaps what somebody else convinced you to believe to be true about them, wasn't the truth at all. Now, at some point, you will be given a choice, an opportunity to accept responsibility for your karma. And what will end up happening with some of you is you will merely point the finger at someone else and blame them for your choices. Or some of you will simply refuse to acknowledge what you did out of fear of what you believe will happen to you if you admit what you did was wrong. And it is this refusal to take responsibility for your own karma that ends up making things much harder and more painful than they need to be. Their karma will then manifest in their physical reality, usually in quite a painful and unpleasant way to teach them what not to do. This isn't a punishment, but simply them needing to get hurt to learn this lesson. Just like the analogy of the child who made the choice to touch the stove, and then they got hurt. And then they learned what not to do. Some people on Earth will learn their lessons by getting hurt and working through their karma by experiencing the pain. It's not the only way to work through your karma, but for some of you, it's the most efficient way for you to learn the lessons, to make sure they stick, so that you don't have to keep relearning the same lessons over and over again. Everyone makes mistakes, and every life on Earth will potentially create some karma. But if you're willing to take responsibility for your karma, the learning of your lessons will be a lot easier on you than if you refuse to accept responsibility for your karma. It's the stubborn ones that hold on to needing to be right, or the ones that can't see past what they want to be the truth, or the ones that get too locked into their own confusion that seem to struggle the most. Your karma is always going to be your responsibility. And the goal of your lifetime, if you truly want to ascend and return home, is to essentially create and maintain an inner reality that moves with the natural flow of the universe. The road to getting there can be as painful or as easeful as you make it. The choice that you have to make is, how will you choose to learn your lessons? Will you accept responsibility for your own karma, or will you be the stubborn one that refuses to accept responsibility for their own karma and what they have to work through to be able to create and maintain an inner reality that moves with the natural flow of the universe?